1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House has just unveiled a blueprint to shore up the nation's cybersecurity. The goal? To protect critical infrastructure like energy pipelines, food companies, schools, and hospitals. CBS's Nicole Skanga has late-breaking details from Washington.
Senior administration officials told reporters the criminal justice system alone isn't going to address this problem, saying the Biden administration will employ other elements of national power to clamp down on malicious cyber actors linked to foreign adversaries like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea.
Mission accomplished early today at Cape Canaveral.
The bright flame and deafening roar of the Falcon 9 rocket pushed the Dragon Endeavor and its crew into space. The launch director welcoming them to orbit.
Also, a friendly reminder to put your sushi orders in for CRS-27.
That's the next cargo resupply mission for the space station.
Have a safe ride to the space station, and we look forward to seeing you when you get home. Thank you for flying SpaceX.
First-time flyer Warren Woody Hoberg.
That was one heck of a ride. Thank you.
Docking is set for early Friday. The crew will live on the station until September. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
A Pennsylvania man has a court appearance today after police say he tried to bring an explosive onto an Allegiant Airlines flight from Lehigh Valley International in Allentown to Orlando. This passenger was relieved.
We were a little bit shocked that somebody tried to pull something at a little neighborhood airport is what we think of it, but it is comforting to know that he didn't get very far.
Investigators say alarms went off after Mark Muffley checked in a black suitcase. They found an explosive with fuses attached inside. Officials say Muffley left the airport after they paged him. He was arrested hours later. A police officer in Chicago has died after responding to a call of a man chasing a woman with a gun on the city's southwest side. Police Superintendent David Brown.
Unfortunately, we're delivering the very tragic news that one of our on-duty Chicago police officer has been fatally shot.
The 18-year-old suspect is in critical condition. Governor Newsom's declared states of emergency in 13 California counties after historic snowstorms that have buried mountain communities. Gregory Thompson is still stuck in his home in Nevada City.
We have a generator, so we had auxiliary power and then gas for heat, so that's been a blessing.
Yosemite National Park is closed indefinitely. Worried about how big or little your tax refund will be? Ted Rossman on Bankrate's new survey.
The most common is that it won't stretch as far this year because of inflation. The second biggest worry is that the refund may be smaller.
S&P futures are down 24, Dow futures off 1. This is CBS News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with a high of 35. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows around 19. Highs around 38. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Upper 30s, Saturday and Sunday. Chance for snow, Saturday. Chance for mixed precipitation, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got 7:03 on the clock, a little early. You got your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth Hapagger.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody, on this March 2nd. We got some good stuff lined up for you. We're going to actually start off our show with a bunch of things to look forward to in March. We're going to dive into that in just a little bit. We've also got a good one about TikTok and how long they're going to allow kids to use it going forward.
Okay.
The Tooth Fairy's payouts. How much was the Tooth Fairy kicking out this year? We're going to find out how that went. Terry and I yesterday were getting into some new words that were added to the dictionary.com. Merriam-Webster has got some news for us as well.
Okay.
So we'll keep up that kind of theme going. America's least favorite month. We're going to talk about that. I am not alone. We got that coming up for you. Now, Melissa and I the other day, Seth, were getting into these strange laws Pam yes. sent me. It's Pam's fault. She sent me down a rabbit hole with strange laws and everything. Melissa and I got up to about like 11.
Oh wow!
So we got a bunch more to get to. We're going to do that to kick off the 8 o'clock hour, and then in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick that off with our good friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. We've got our pet of the week coming up at 9 o'clock. Looking forward to that. A big shout out to, of course, Madison and the gang over at the Southwood County Humane Society, as of course our sponsors, Gray Services. Gray Services caring service with high quality auto repairs, proudly NAPA Gold certified. You can count on locally owned Gray Services at 621 Pepper Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. All that coming up for you with a little bit of entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour, and I think a fun That Ain't Right story. We usually just pick on people. Let's pick on everybody. I've got 15 silly myths that people still believe.
Mm.
We'll get into that.
Explode some myths today.
Yes, that'll be our That Ain't Right story today. along with some good stuff. And, of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to all of that. How is everybody doing this morning? Melissa, how are you in Abbotsford?
Oh, you know, I'm awake. I didn't drink coffee this morning, so I'm not as peppy as I want to be, but I am awake.
I can relate to this. I had this happen the other day.
I saw it happen. I witnessed you melt down when you picked up your coffee cup and realized it was empty.
It's rough. The other part of it that bothered me, I noticed as I was going along and everything with it, that I didn't like that it bothered me. I didn't like that it threw my day off and everything. I don't like having things having control over me, and I didn't like that. So I am not going to put the audience through me trying to wean off coffee. That seems like a very aggravated morning show. That doesn't seem like the kind of morning show is going to really hit the ratings real high. But I am trying to kind of nurse myself off air, when I'm bopping through that last bit of the morning. I'd say 10 to noon, I may grab another cup. And then, you know, every once in a while I'll have one at night or right during a class or something like that. But I've done pretty good. I've been pulling back on the coffee for years. That's reminded me that maybe I could do a little bit more because that bothered me. We will do our best to keep you peppy and awake, Melissa.
Thank you.
Some of the topics we got today might help a little bit.
I appreciate that.
Otherwise, if you need a nap, you know, it's okay. It's just tell Seth and I.
Yeah, just start talking about sports. And yes.
There we go. We can help you out with that. We might be able to do that.
Yeah.
We're glad you're with us, Mel. As always, glad you're with us.
Glad to be here.
Seth, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. It's getting to that time of year where the sun is coming out earlier, and that is always a good thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the morning. Yep. For sure.
We actually want to start off our show with a good story of the day. This comes to us from one of our amazing listeners, the best listeners in radio. I show up this morning and I look in the conference room and there's a bunch of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And this note, thank you for continuing to announce birthdays and anniversaries. I enjoy listening to WFHR mostly mornings with mornings for many years ongoing. I feel blessed with having a local radio station with local news. And we want to thank Diane Blanchard for this. Diane, longtime fan of ours, friend of ours, family. We appreciate
Diane.
Also, incredible baker.
Yeah.
God, Diane's great.
You guys better save me some cookies. Mm, that's all I got to say.
You're going to be back next Tuesday. No,
oh, boy.
Forget it.
Yeah. Mel, I would love to lie to you. I'd love to lie to the audience and tell you. Hopefully. Actually, you know what I'll do? I'll put a couple aside for you, and I'll put them in the freezer. If they're in the refrigerator, that I actually leave alone. If you
don't
want anything
look at
to be
it.
Safe, I don't touch things in the refrigerator.
You can't see it.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, I've always been even at like my folks' house or my Nana Papa's house. I lived with my Nana Papa for like a year and a half and was still asking them if I could grab water and stuff. And maybe the only time I've seen my Nana aggravated, Jimmy, just grab the water. Like, just quit asking. Just do it.
Just open the fridge.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for starting off our day good, as our listeners always do. We appreciate you guys out there. Let's dive into a bunch of things to look forward to in March. We do this at the beginning of every month, kind of go look ahead and see things that are fun to look forward to, like daylight saving time while we have it. I don't know how much longer we're going to have this.
Yeah.
It starts up again on March 12th, and there's a chance we'll never fall back again. Mm. The Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act last year to make daylight saving time permanent. But the House still needs to sign off, and so does President Biden, and we know how politics go, so we'll talk to you in 2026.
Yeah.
when there's a whole new, you know, there might be a new administration or something like that, so then it might even be out, that it may be not 20 years, I don't
know. Push back again.
Who knows?
Thanks for getting stuff done on a timely, in a timely fashion. See what I did there with time? And okay.
Sun protection.
Worked on that
one. I didn't realize the sun needed protection. Some of the bills they call these things.
Are just the most ridiculous, like self-important kind of, like, can we just call it what it is?
Yeah.
Trying to be so wordy about things. And that's coming from me. You know, the guy, that's really bad if that's coming from me. The Oscars are coming up on March 12th. It's been almost a year since the whole incident that actually, the first time that the Oscars were relevant in probably a decade or two.
How long has it been? Yeah, really? Yeah.
Again, I vote on these things. It's my wheelhouse that I'm telling you that. Do either of you have any interest in this? And I'm not personal, Seth, but I'm very curious if Melissa is. Mel, are you?
Nope.
Yeah. I kind of thought so, but I didn't want to assume. But so that's why
I
didn't
watch any of that stuff.
I hardly
watch movies, guys. Come on.
That's true.
I've paid attention to that over the year or so that we've been working together, and I remember you mentioning that last year. But I didn't. I ask because I'm trying to show a little bit of a quick survey here, to the Academy that was hoping that this was going to bring people like Melissa to want to watch the Oscars. Melissa's answer to that. No.
When you guys started talking about an incident, I don't know, this was maybe a week or 2 weeks ago that happened at the Oscars, I literally had to look it up. Like, what happened last year? I know there was something, but I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
There it was. No, I remember. No,
that
I remember.
Whole thing.
That whole thing, you know.
March Madness is just 2 weeks away.
All right.
The men's tournament starts up on March 14th, and the championship is April 3rd. The women's tournament starts March 15th, and the final is set for April 2nd. The men's, women's bracket is a little more chalk. It looks like South Carolina should run game with that one.
Yeah.
Connecticut, not what it used to be and everything, and a shout-out to the Gamecocks out there. It's a really fun team to watch. On the men's side, Melissa knows as well as the rest of us who's going to win this thing. Like, Mel, you don't know. You have darn clue.
Yeah, it's going to be Arizona.
See, it might as well be. Might as well. Because, I mean, it really, nobody knows. Anybody, they're playing hot potato with the number one seed right now. Mm-hmm. Purdue's got it. I don't want this. You take it. I'm going to lose. it just keeps happening. I've never seen a March Madness or a college basketball season this in flux. This where... Usually, every year, Mel, they'll name four teams as the number one seeds, and those are usually the four best teams in the country, and there's debate about who there's always a fifth or sixth team that, you know, well, this team should be in there. This year, nobody knows. Like, anybody's got a bet. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Give it a number. Just throw a number on the board. Just
pull them out of a hat.
It will be true madness this year, and I want us all filling out brackets. that includes you, Melissa. I want a bracket from you. Okay. I want one from Pam and everybody. It'll be fun. Trust me. It'll be fun. I think you'll actually have fun. Have you ever done that before, Melissa?
I did it once when I worked at the school district in Tomah.
All right. You actually don't have to do it, but I'd love if you did. It'd be great if you did. I think it'd be fun.
Now that you know what a seed is.
Yeah.
I do. You explained it to me on Tuesday. Thank you. Yes. Can you explain it again? Because I forgot.
You got it. You got it. Definitely.
We'll
get you all caught up.
Okay, thanks.
New in theaters this month, Creed 3 opens wide this Friday. Looks good.
Is it the band?
No, thank God. No, thank God.
That was great, by the way.
Yes, that's very good. Very well done. Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors star in this, and both of them got in, like, Stallone shape. Like, they got in insane shape for this movie. They look humongous for this movie, and it looks like it should be pretty good. Scream 6 arrives on March 10th. Didn't even know that was coming out.
Me neither. No way. Wow.
I swear to you all, I'm just finding out now that movie's coming out. And again, this is my wheelhouse. Wait. Supposed to know
six?
These things.
They're up to six?
I didn't even know they were up to six, to be honest.
I knew about three.
I think I saw the first three. Yeah.
Yep.
I think three was the last one I heard of. I only saw the first one in high school.
Yes.
This has been going on for way too long, and they've only had six. Look at what Fast and Furious has done in that same time frame.
Yeah,
I actually
think. Yeah, they're behind. I agree with you, Melissa. Yeah, catch up. They're slacking. Yeah. Vin Diesel has already flown in space. Like, come on.
Right. And it's horror. They got so many other options. Yeah, these guys are just dealing with cars.
Adam Driver's Dinosaur Space Epic 65 opens up on March 10th as well. That actually looks pretty good to me. I kind of like that.
Dinosaur Space Epic.
Yeah, it's a very kind of typical space story. You know, guy's in a ship. He's looking for another planet to help the human population survive way, way in the future.
Okay.
He ends up on a planet. I believe it's our same one, but in the past. So he's in the past with modern tech. With lasers and all that stuff and everything. And it's Adam Driver who can't not go at a 10 with everything he does. Even on Saturday Night Live, he was going at a 10. He just can't help himself. He only knows one speed. I can relate to that. It looks actually pretty good to me. I think the concept is a little different.
Yeah, it is. Very much. Unless they do that one thing that they love to do with sci-fi things and say, oh no, this was the past. And Adam Driver is God. No, sorry.
Yeah, or something like, or.
I will not accept that.
You blew it up, you filthy animals. I'm sorry. The original.
Planet
of the Apes just doesn't hold up. And that ending as a kid bothered me. It really felt like the whole, it was a dream sequence kind of thing. I don't know. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen Planet of the Apes from 1963 or I think 62 or something like
or
that.
Whatever. Yeah, something don't like worry that. About it.
I should have said spoiler. I apologize. New DC movies coming out. Shazam! Fury of the Gods lands on the 17th. They are begging for that to be a hit. although I don't think that it's going to phase the new guys too much. Because they've already got theirs. It's not theirs. They got their own plan in place and everything. Mm-hmm. John Wick Chapter 4 opens on the 24th. I am excited about that, and I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I'm just a sucker for action movies. And you put Keanu Reeves in anything, and I'm probably going to watch it, let alone those ones where I think they're very well done.
I've heard they're good. I haven't seen any of them.
I like them. The first one, like a lot of these things, the first one is the real golden standard. Mm-hmm. That's if you're only going to watch one of them, that's the one to watch. But I get a kick out of them. Mm-hmm. And
I do like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he pulls me into anything. In the new Dungeons & Dragons movie hits theaters March 31st. Unlike DC with Shazam, Dungeons & Dragons, this one, they're already winning with this. This has already got more hype and more ticket sales than they could have ever expected. So they're already in the, I wouldn't say they're in the black with it, but they're doing well with this one already, which is kind of interesting.
This doesn't surprise me, though, honestly.
I'm excited. I'm hoping they finally do it right. I mean, they've done
right.
Some things in the past with it, and they never really went all in kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they did some stuff, I think, back in the early 2000s on sci-fi and stuff,
you know,
some kind of cheesy movies. They weren't bad, but I like the fact that they're actually putting some real talent behind it now.
They've got some nice actors in this.
Yeah.
And they've special effects, now everybody can afford them. And they caught up with it. So the magic and all that stuff.
That
people are drawn to those movies for, whether you're a Dungeons & Dragons player or not.
Yep.
Because I'm not, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yep.
I know yourself and others are, and the people that I'm hearing from that are happy, excited about this, are saying almost the same types of things you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hope with this one.
Yes.
The trailers look good.
Yeah.
They've got the budget right.
Don't you get it right this time?
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that now Hollywood is full of D&D fans helps a lot.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of really famous and powerful people that played it as kids, and they want to do right by it. So that's encouraging.
That's encouraging.
My dad couldn't like sci-fi and everything, but couldn't be farther away from this world.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was your typical athlete in high school. Mm-hmm. I remember him. They had those old cardboard boxes that they put refrigerators in. I'm not exaggerating. At my nan and papa's old house in Naperville, they had a box like that filled with my dad's trophies, just filled with it. That's where he was always at. That's what he spent his time in high school. And if it wasn't that, it was with my mom. And doing that kind of thing. He asked me the other day, he's like, Jimmy, did you ever play Dungeons & Dragons? Because the trailer was on and everything. I'm like, no, I didn't know anybody in high school that played it.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, me neither. Always wanted to. Wait, really? And we had this really? Interesting conversation wow. about it and everything. He's like, oh, no, just see. He, to be fair, he doesn't know much about it. He knows no. you roll some dice and you get to play some imaginary character.
Right, right.
But that seemed kind of cool to him. And I just never would have guessed that from my father. I never would have seen that coming, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, now that it's
something new every day.
There's not a stigma attached to it like there was right. at one point. It's then everyone can join in. Yeah.
On TV, season 3 of The Mandalorian started yesterday.
It did start yesterday.
Dude, it was really good. I stayed up very late for that. I don't care. It was worth it. It was so worth it. It was good. Mel Brooks' History of the World Part 2 hits Hulu next Monday, almost 42 years after the original came out. In very typical Mel Brooks fashion.
Oh,
one of my favorite human beings that has ever walked the earth is Mel Brooks. But Mel Brooks is kind of known for, they come out with that Robin Hood movie with Costner and everything, and like 10 years later, he comes out with his parody. That's kind yeah. of Mel. He does that. He doesn't really, for him, it's not about timing. It's yeah. about getting it right.
Yeah.
And I respect that. I think that that's fine. The original History of the World was just a game changer to me. The cast, the concepts, the jokes he made. I cannot wait to see this. I don't, though, I'm not going into it expecting it to be like the first one.
No.
It was a different budget, different like time of the yeah. Back mm-hmm. then and everything. I do expect Mel Brooks level comedy though.
Yes,
because he has not lost a beat.
No,
he is still just as sharp as he's ever been. And think of that, comedy doesn't age well. Comedians don't age well.
Yep.
There's not a ton of comedians rocking the mic that were around when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have retired and gone into acting or something. Comedy just doesn't age well, especially in this day and yep. age where you've got comedians that are afraid to tour colleges now because they'll get canceled. Mm-hmm. So to think that Mel Brooks is still making comedies, I don't care if it's on Hulu or anything like that, that is awesome. That is incredible. And that may say more about his legacy than anything else he's done, that people are still paying Mel Brooks good money to create content.
It's pretty remarkable, the scope of his career, yeah.
The Voice also returns next Monday. Ted Lasso is back on the 15th. A lot of people excited about that. And Yellowjackets and Succession both return on the 26th.
All right.
And finally, the holidays. Purim starts next Monday. St. Patrick's Day is the 17th. It's on a Friday this year, which could get a little messy. Those are
people calling into work.
Ah, there you go. Those are the two big ones. Next Tuesday is National Cereal Day. That's an awesome one. I love
it. It's an important day.
It's a very important
cereal
day.
Cereal is good.
Ranch Dressing Day, it's March 10th. Pie Day is the March 14th.
Of course.
I want to set.
There's a connection there.
Yeah, there's a connection.
The right word.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Crunchy Taco Day is the 21st.
I'll take it.
That's a great one.
Crunchy tacos.
Yes, good stuff. Mm. National Puppy Day is the 23rd.
Hey.
And that's a Thursday,
it's
you
a
guys.
That's a Thursday.
Oh, man. How awesome is that?
I hope she's got a puppy.
Yeah, that'd be great. And on March 25th, it is International Waffle Day. Not just national, it is International Waffle Day.
Nice.
Well, that's a good one.
I love waffles.
Me some waffles.
Waffles.
I had somebody ask me the other day, though, if I've had homemade waffles before. And I don't, no, I haven't. I guess I haven't really thought about it before, but that might be something I'm going to try.
You do need a waffle iron.
Yeah.
That's pretty essential. Yeah.
I like that, though. Yeah. I like those. Those are cool.
But I do still have to make you my oatmeal waffles at some point, James.
I'm definitely on board for trying those. I have been mm-hmm. trying some more, I don't know how you put it, but like greener stuff. Or just stuff that's
healthier
different.
Foods.
Healthier foods. Notice I couldn't come up with the word healthier. My poor lexicon was desperate. What's a word that health word? What's that word that is good for
green.
Me?
That means good.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take a quick break. Yeah, definitely. We will come back with our National Day of Calendar and more fun. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Count on professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal premixed antifreeze and coolant. Now just $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Limit supply. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with a high of 35. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows around 19. Highs around 38. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Upper 30s, Saturday and Sunday. Chance for snow, Saturday. Chance for mixed precipitation, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We sure appreciate the updates from our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you on the 2nd of March as we dive into our National Day of Calendar. And Seth, it's National Banana Cream Pie Day.
Yes. Delicious. And also good for throwing.
Yes.
Oh. That's your go-to pie if you want to put a pie in someone's face.
Now, if I got it right, back way back in the day, that you would use whipped cream.
Basically just whatever, kind of like a cream thing.
But they stopped doing it because it would hurt people's eyes. So I forget if I've heard if they just started using real pies or what they started using as a replacement or just having people close their eyes before they did it.
They probably should have done that. It was a cream pie of some sort. I don't know if anyone else there has taken a pie to the face. I have, but mine was just basically whipped cream. So I can't say that I've had the deliciousness of a banana cream pie crammed into my face.
Oh. Melissa, have you?
But someday you hope to.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Because we all have to have goals.
I have not, but I think I should just do Seth the favor of smashing a banana cream pie in his face.
You'd enjoy that way too much.
I would.
Seth, I have to agree with her on this one. I think that is a noble thing that she's trying to do for you. You just said you know, you've wanted somebody to do this for you, and here Melissa's trying to help out.
We've got to sacrifice for each other.
She's a good radio sister. She is.
Yep.
She's
a good. I do what I can.
We actually, when I first went out to California, was taking classes at UCLA. I took some comedy classes, and it was my first chance to learn comedy, which is not my wheelhouse, as anybody knows that listens to me on the air. One of the things that we did was actually taking pies to the face. Mm-hmm. We had to learn the pratfall, a lot of the old slapstick humor mm-hmm. we were learning, mm-hmm. because our teacher believed that it still had a place in comedy, and he turned out to be very right. Mm-hmm. We still mm-hmm. see a lot of that stuff in comedy.
It's funny.
The pratfall was harder to learn because you got three tries, and you instinctively want to brace. You mm-hmm. instinctively want to put your arm down. You can't do it. You can't. You just got to let
fall.
Yourself fall, you know? So that was, to me, that was one of the more difficult ones. And the other students, it was difficult. But the pie in the face, the difficult part was, okay, you get the pie in the face, and then you were supposed to deliver a punchline.
Yep.
And you've got all this stuff in your mouth, like coming in your mouth and everything and all that stuff. And it's just messed up.
And you're supposed to keep a straight face, which is really hard to do when you have a pie in the face.
Literally, I'd have to be being paid to have that happen again. It was such an uncomfortable, weird feeling, and my nose still hurts.
Yep.
The person that was doing it that he chose for me to do it happened to be a kid that got a scholarship on the UCLA basketball team. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So this kid wants to try comedy and everything. So. That was funny. He's actually a really good guy. He was
a
good guy.
Had a little oomph behind it.
Yeah. National Read Across America Day.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a great one. If you have little ones around you, it's a great day to read to them or read with them. If it's been a while since you've cracked open that book of yours that you've had that the same, you know, tag in it forever, James, yeah, it might be a good idea to do it tonight. That is a good day for it. There are so many ways to read now with technology making it easy to carry a book with you no matter where you go, thanks to the internet. Some people just cannot forget the feel and smell of a book in their hand and prefer to read their books physically. So grab your favorite and take time to enjoy a good book today. I wouldn't tell people how to read. It's all up to you if you want to read off a tablet, or I don't know if people are still using Nooks or anything like that, but that. I know Melissa and I have touched on this. I prefer a book. I like the book. I like the feel. I like the smell. And I really like grabbing ones from the library as much as I love having my own personal book. Mm-hmm. There's something about grabbing a book from a library and knowing others have read this book and the journey that the book it's had, let alone the journey you're about to go on from what's in the book.
Mm-hmm. I think it brings us together.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
any way you read is reading. Even if it's, you know, audiobooks are reading too.
Mm-hmm.
And I bounce between all three.
It's been a fun debate that we brought this up almost a year ago, I want to say, about does listening to an audiobook count as reading? And I think we all can agree that it did. But I've heard from listeners since about it. Like, most agree. Some have said, I don't know. And, you know, that kind of. I just think it's interesting that that's kind of a topic that is carried on.
Now, it can be more difficult for some people, I think, to do an audiobook because they have trouble concentrating. And I could see why that would kind of make them think, ah, that's not really reading for me because I need to be able to comprehend, you know, pay attention to what I'm reading instead of just kind of listening to it.
I can listen.
Go ahead, James.
I can listen to an audio documentary. I can't listen to an audio book. If it's documentary or if it's a biography, I'm sorry, if it's a biography, I can read that. Mm-hmm. I don't find myself having to go, oh, what happened to him when he was 13? You know,
right.
I don't have to seem to go back. In the story, I've always had to, I'm not a good reader. I have to go back and reread things. It's a nightmare for me to try to listen to audiobooks.
I get that. Yeah.
Reading is reading. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Melissa?
I was going to say something similar. It depends on the type of book. If it's something heavy that you really need to focus on to comprehend, or also where you're at in your day or where you're at mentally.
For sure.
There are some days where I can't focus on an audiobook and I just need to turn on music. But then there are other days where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to put on this audiobook because it can just kind of play in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pick up bits and pieces wherever I choose to. You know, especially if it's a book I've read before, that's the best. It's kind of like having a TV show on in the background.
Yeah. And it's National Book Day, kind of coinciding with this. That's a good day to have it, as we're all wanting to read today.
That's right. Dovetails nicely.
I think it's also a good day to, I don't know if you're going to be able to reread your favorite book, but maybe if you don't own a copy of your favorite book, today's a good day to buy one. Maybe there's a recent book that you enjoyed that you checked out at the library or something like that. Maybe it's a good day to purchase one. I think of this with journalism a lot. Whenever I have a chance, I try to buy newspapers. What does my couple of bucks do? I don't know. Probably not much at all. But it actually helps me sleep a little bit better trying to help journalism because that's what I'm thinking of with newspapers. I'm thinking of journalism. Think of the similar thing with books. When you purchase a book, you are helping authors, and we are hopefully showing young authors that this is still a field we value. We do not want to run out of writers, and I don't think there's necessarily a danger to that, but I don't want to play defense on that either. I'd rather play offense. Let's make sure that we're buying books and we're still making use of this field.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and checking books out from the library, and that includes audiobooks through a Libby app or whatever audio you use, because we need to keep libraries alive too.
Oh yes,
well said. It's also Dr. Seuss Day.
Read a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss
One fish, two fish.
It's a full 24 hours to make a mess with the Cat in the Hat, dance around with the fox in socks, and hear a who with Horton. Count the red and blue fish, help the Grinch see the error of his ways, and listen to Sam I Am's friend complain about his dish of green eggs and ham. That ungrateful hairball.
Hey, he came around in the end.
He came around.
Come on.
Theodore Seuss Geisel, commonly known by his pen name Dr. Seuss, was a writer, poet, and cartoonist, though best known as a children's author. He released a whopping 46 books for kids out there.
46? Wow, I didn't realize it was that many. Holy cow.
Back when I was a kid, we did have a couple of Dr. Seuss books. We didn't have a lot of books growing up, but we did have a couple of those. They're really old. They're actually my mom's books or whatever. And I remember her reading them to me, and I had to go back and ask her if I was remembering this right. But there were, like, some things in there that didn't age very well. And this is like in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mother telling me different things about that. Mm-hmm. I just recently asked her about this, I want to say, a couple months ago when they were talking, when this was in the news about Dr. Seuss books and some of the language, some of the context in them.
Mm-hmm.
For her, she just kind of like corrected it for me while we were sitting there. And then we moved on.
Yep.
And I think that had a good impact on me. Mm-hmm. I don't think there are certain things that not only have they not aged well, they don't make any sense to do anymore. But I think Huckleberry Finn, I think, is a good example. I think books like this are a good example. I actually think the opposite of people not reading these books. I think people should read these books and then have some context with them. Mm-hmm. Hey, we don't use these words anymore. Hey, we don't draw people that way anymore.
Yep, 100%.
You know, if we... there's certain things that I don't think we need hanging around. You know, history is not going to be forgotten. We have this thing called the internet that doesn't forget a single thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you get rid of books, Florida.
You can try to whitewash history as much as you want. It is not going to change history.
Nope.
It still is what it is. As much as fake news and you know, misinformation blows up nowadays, fact is still fact. Mm-hmm. And the more we own history, the more we can take pride in that history. Because it's all of ours. It's our collective human history. Mm-hmm. Whether we're talking about American history, European history, white people history, black people history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's all our history. Mm-hmm. And all of it we have a foot in, we have a place in. And the more we own these things, the more that we're going to be able to, oh, okay, well, we learned from this. If we completely ignore something, then what are we going to learn from it? Those that ignore the Holocaust, that they're not going to learn that lesson. If you don't learn from slavery, you're not going to learn from that lesson. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with owning these things. And I think that if you really take pride in America, if you're a true American, to me, in my book, you own these things. If you don't, that takes a knock off for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're not still an American, but if you can't own the past, if you can't own these things, you're not being true to our country, true to our forefathers, and true to the future of America.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this? Go ahead, James.
The most American thing you can do is love your country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love is loving something unconditional, loving something completely. It's scars, it's bumps, it's bruises. When you wake up with it in the morning and it's got bad breath, like all of these things, that's love. That's what love is. Love is not just when things are going good. Love
exactly.
is love through the hard times and the bad times. That's what a real American is. That's what do we talk about? Pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps and things like that. It's not just a phrase to me. That means, okay, we're going to go through the muck and grime. We're going to go through America's past. Hey, not everything was perfect. Guess what? Every other country in the world, same thing. Every country's got this on their hands. We're not alone. In fact, we're more alike other people, us showing how much more alike we are.
Mm-hmm.
Own the past.
Well, and that's the important thing, too, because if we don't learn from history, we are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but there's hints of it happening. So people need to pay attention and learn from what happened in the past so we don't repeat it in the future. Because guess what? It wasn't great then, and it's not going to be great now.
What's partially what's funny to me, you know, you take any political leader right now and that is trying to do something. I'll use George DeSantis as an example because he's, you know, as Melissa kind of touched on, Florida's banning books and doing a lot of this and trying to, quote unquote, get Americans to love their country and all these things and stuff like that. It doesn't make any sense. Especially, hey, George, weren't you raised in the same school system as the rest of us? Mm-hmm. Didn't you go to the same school system as the rest of us? And how are we supposed to believe you or trust you if you were raised on this same school system and everything that's hurting our country? Well, then I think we probably shouldn't vote you in. We probably shouldn't even have you as a governor. And I don't know, we may have to rethink all of this stuff and everything. If that's the way we're going to do it, we may only be able to have kids do this now. which, hey,
maybe they'll do a better job.
we've tried everything else. I mean, maybe we need to reverse it. You can't be president if you're over 34. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And it is National Old Stuff Day.
All right.
All you antique like lovers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I love old stuff. I love antiques. I've never been antique shopping or been to an antique store, but I want to. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
It's cool. Fun to poke through an antique store because you just never know what you're going to find.
You never know what you'll find. Tickle your fancy.
And finally, it is International Rescue Cat Day.
Nice.
It's perfect. A pretty darn good one, and especially when we got our friends from the Humane Society coming in today. That
Indeed.
Is very fitting. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is, as Madison has told us, this is a high season for cats that they have over there at the shelter. If you are looking for a furry friend, we do encourage you to reach out to our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. You can do that by going to SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. Otherwise, visit their Facebook page, and you can always give them a call at 715-423-0505, 423-0505. We will get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. UW-Stevens Point is looking for a new men's basketball head coach. The university announced Wednesday that they are moving on from head coach Bob Semling. He's been with the Pointers since 2005. Under Semling's coaching, the Pointers won 2 national championships, 6 WIAC regular season titles, and 6 WIAC tournament championships. This year is the first time the Pointers missed the WIAC tournament. The university will soon begin a national search for the next head coach. Marathon County looks to turn a landfill into energy. The county, partnering with Veridi Energy, begins construction on a renewable natural gas project at the Marathon County Solid Waste Department landfill in Ringle. The defunct site will soon be turned into a plant where they will capture and separate methane and put it to use. News Channel 7 reports an estimated 3 million gallons of gas per year will be offset by turning methane into renewable energy that's now just burning into the air. The site will create local jobs, provide economic benefits to the county, and help the environment. 41 landowners barricaded in their homes in Lac des Flambeaux filed a federal lawsuit on Tuesday. They're asking the court to order the roads be reopened and remain open for public use. The Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Council ordered the roads closed on January 31st after failed negotiations over right-of-way easements that expired in 2010. Residents are upset with the town, the title companies, and the tribe. The case will likely need to be brought to tribal court first to see if it can be remedied at the local level. More than 20,000 jobs could be coming to Wisconsin in the next decade. The new report claims the Federal Inflation Reduction Act could create more than 24,000 jobs while also helping homeowners and businesses adopt renewable energy technologies. Low to moderate income households could receive grant funding for renewable projects through programs as soon as next year. Wisconsin Public Radio reports the analysis looked at how a change in federal spending could filter through the economy and generate employment in different sectors. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Home Furniture and Design has truck after truck arriving daily with loads of Lazy Boy furniture. Come in and find a genuine Lazy Boy recliner, sofa, sectional, or power chair to kick back and relax and take it home with you today. The best recliner available in the world at amazing low prices. And you can pick it out and take it with you today at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Sometimes the best therapist has fur and 4 legs. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Gray Service and the Southwood County Humane Society. Want to lower your stress? Studies show a pet will help. Auto-related repairs raising your stress? Gray's Service can help. Gray's provides care with high-quality repairs and is proud to be NAPA Gold certified. You can count on locally owned Gray's Service, 621 Pepper Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Adopt, then stop, stress-free at Gray's Service.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a high of 35. Winds out of the east, around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy. Tonight, lows level off around 19. Highs around 38. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow, Saturday, with mixed precipitation possible at times, Sunday. Highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Thursday here, Friday Eve, everybody. Melissa and James with you. Seth is no longer with us now because Seth put Amadeus in the...
How did I know you were going to hate this, James?
It was just... I should say hate... I don't hate it. I wouldn't say I hate it. When you're a kid,
it's the word almost like hate.
Yes, it's whatever that is.
Whatever that is, very close.
It was just one of those. It just felt like such a. I don't like lazy like entertainment. I don't things that seem so easy. And nothing against Falco and his incredible hit history. But yeah, no,
he was big in Austria.
He was so, huge. Yeah. He was huge. Yeah, did he have two hits or just the one hit?
In the United States, he only had the one.
Okay,
but he's mostly to be fair, he did most of his singing in German.
Yeah.
So he was pretty big in Germany and in the German-speaking areas, yeah.
And if you're going to have a thing labeled 80s bumpers, you have to have Amadeus in there. I get it. I do get it. You're fired, but
much
I get
more,
it.
Yes. Can't get much more 80s than that.
Here's an interesting story, everybody, and maybe every 12-year-old's least favorite story. TikTok just announced they'll start limiting kids to 1 hour of viewing per day.
Wow.
They're rolling it out over the next few weeks, so anyone under 18 can't mindlessly scroll through the videos for more than 60 minutes anymore. After the first hour, kids 12 and under won't be able to keep using it unless a parent or guardian punches in a code to extend viewing by 30 more minutes.
Ah.
Kids 13 and up can enter their own code, but they'll still get the alerts, so they'll have to actively choose to keep scrolling. It'll become the default for all under 18 accounts, not just new ones.
Okay.
Parents will, it's not saying if you have to go in, like if you already have a account, if you have to go in and change it. I was curious about that. If you have to set this up yourself, you know?
Right.
It does sound like if you're new to it, though, it's already built in.
Okay.
Parents will also be fed more info about how much time their kids spend on there, and you'll be able to customize your kids' limit for different days. Adults can opt in too and get the alerts for themselves if they want. TikTok says they're doing it because they care. Sorry, I could do that full straight face, but they might really just be trying to get the feds off their back. Well, yep, that's more
that's
of like
probably.
That. That's yeah, more of it.
Probably, yeah.
I didn't see them doing this when parents were worrying about this. Once the government starts sniffing around, yeah, I was, no, we can act right. We'll be good. We'll be good.
Well, yeah.
You get your hand caught in the cookie jar, all of a sudden you pull it out. Oh no, I'll be good. No, you can trust me with the cookies. You can trust me. The U.S. has been talking about banning the app completely because it's a Chinese company. They're worried China is using it to spy on us, steal our info, or maybe even feed kids endless dance videos to, dumb us down or something like that. There's all kinds of things that people are worrying about. Congress passed a law in December to ban the app on government-issued phones. This week, the White House gave all government agencies 30 days to comply.
Okay.
This is interesting, you know. I think there's a lot of layers to this one. And I'll say admit right away, I'm not a TikTok user or anything like that. Don't have that app and stuff. But I think that first off, I think getting out of the way, maybe there's one or two people at TikTok that do care about this. But they're not doing this because they care. They're doing this because they're trying to get ahead of things and all that. And it's a smart business move.
Right.
It's a way to try to keep your app and keep it around as long as possible. I've heard, and I don't think you've heard any of this officially from anybody at TikTok, but I've heard they're basically just trying to hang on as long as they can. They know that the end is coming. They're just going to try to get as much as they can out of this while they can. I don't know if that's true or not. That is just some loose reporting that is being done, and it's not even being done from a source. I think the other part of this, too, that's interesting to me is the fear of China spying on us. We've seen stories about this recently with the weather balloon and these kind of things. I'm not a foolish person, and I've studied the spy game quite a bit, especially World War II and the First World War. The spy game has always been around. It's been around since the Civil, ages mm-hmm. ago and stuff, and it always will be. There will always be spies and this kind of thing. But it's also something. How much time do you think our government has to spy on every other country in the world, or let's just say Russia and China? And let's look at that in the reverse. How much time do you think Russia and China have to spy on us? How many resources do you genuinely think that they have to put into this? Both those countries were hit very hard by the pandemic, much harder than we were as a country in many ways. Not in all ways, but in many ways. I'm not saying that it's not impossible. I'm asking you to... If you're going to use your imagination, because that's what you're doing with this. You're using your imagination. You have no facts. We have no facts on this. We don't know for certain that any of this is going on. We only assume and theorize that it is. So if we're going to be doing that, we're going to be using our imaginations. I ask you to use your imagination a little bit farther and think about, put yourself in those shoes of the governments of those countries, or in the dictatorship, I should say, in those two countries, and think how much time and how much energy and resources they genuinely have to create an app just to spy on kids. And that's the other part of this too that I worry about. They're putting all the onus on the children. How much info do you think kids necessarily have as far as like things that if this is going on and they are spying on us? Ooh, I'm going to find out what American teenagers like. I think you can go on any social media app, or you can look at the sales of this or this or this and figure that out. It doesn't take rocket science to figure that part out. If you're doing it to find out government information and everything like that, well, then maybe we should be focusing on adults with TikTok. What are we doing that the kids like this for? If that's where all this is stemming from, if it's stemming from the idea, oh, I don't want my kid on any app for too long, okay, then right. That's a whole different conversation, and I'm listening to that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not taking the spy game lightly or anything like that. If anything, I'm approaching it with facts, with seriousness. Let's focus our energy. Let's be smart about this. You don't have to do a whole lot of digging in American history or any history throughout the whole world, especially Austria and Germany during World War II. They were horrible at this because all they did was this, what we're doing right now, theorizing and throwing hypothesis out there and having a madman with no imagination running things. Mm-hmm. Like, that what you want? Like, let's be smart about this. I'm not saying put your head in the sand and act like this doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But be calculated. Be smart about it. Don't just jump on a little headline and all, oh, this is happening. The sky is falling. Like, you do that over every single thing. If something bad does happen, where's your energy going to be? Be smart about this.
Yeah. And how many parents do you think are just going to give their kids the code?
Yep.
Probably. Yep. Yeah.
Think you're right on that one, Mel. But take a break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The toilet sneeze. Every flush spews bacteria onto surfaces that little Bobby touches and then spreads to the light switch and everywhere else in the house. Yuck. So Dad uses Microban 24 to help stop the spread. It's the only sanitizing spray with a long-lasting shield that keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria on surfaces for up to 24 hours. Be confident you're protecting your family with Microban 24. Don't just sanitize it, Microban it.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Count on professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal premixed antifreeze and coolant. Now just $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Limit supply. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies today with a high of 35. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, lows of aloft around 19. Highs around 38. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow Saturday with mixed precipitation possible at times Sunday. Highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back to the morning show, everyone. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We'll take it to the top of the hour, then we'll get to some CBS News, get you an update from them. Afterwards, we're going to talk live and direct with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, let you know what Mother Nature has in store for you. And after we're talking with, I believe, Paul will be joining us today. After we're done talking with Paul, Melissa, Seth, and I are going to get into America's Strangest State Laws.
Part two.
Oh, yes, part two. We're going state by state and getting into some of those and having some fun with it, too.
All right.
Right now, we're talking Tooth Fairy. If you think inflation is bad, just be happy you're not the Tooth Fairy. Payouts for teeth just hit an all-time high, and now the Tooth Fairy can't go out and pick up a tooth and a dozen eggs for $10 anymore.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Delta Dental's 25th annual Tooth Fairy poll just came out, and they found the average American is now spending $6.23 per tooth.
Wow.
That's up 87 cents from last year.
Wow.
And $2.20 from 3 years ago pre-pandemic.
Whoa.
As a side note, I love the idea of a new parent. And they want to get this right so bad. So under the pillow, yeah, they put $6.23.
Exactly.
They put the exact amount down there. Like that. Like you're waking up as a kid with change in your hair.
Yeah,
like,
what
did you do here, Dad? Kids in the South get the biggest payouts at $6.59 per tooth. Kids out west are next at $6.25, then the Northeast at $6.14, and yep, you guessed it, the Midwest is the lowest, of course, at $5.63. Over the past 25...
Who's putting pennies under pillows?
Yeah.
Weird people.
Over the past 25 years, the average Tooth Fairy payout has surged 379% from $1.30 to $6.23 per tooth. At this rate,
wow,
by 2048, the Tooth Fairy will be leaving a whopping $30 under the pillow for a single tooth.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope that the Tooth Fairy has a good investment scheme.
Mm. Right.
To yes, keep up with inflation.
What kind of pension plan do they got going
on?
Exactly. Jeepers.
How am I going to keep up? What are these kids?
Looking into this, I have noticed that the Tooth Fairy is looking for workers, like looking for other part-time workers to help out with this job. So
what would they be called?
Yeah.
Tooth Fairylets?
Yeah. Toothettes? Yeah.
Toothettes? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe Toothettes.
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Pixies.
Pixies.
Sprites.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Tooth Pixies.
Boy. You want
Tooth Pixies? Oh, my God.
I love it.
You just pulled a James. Pulled a James
yeah,
right there.
That was great. That was great. That was a good one. That was. I almost wish we could just go right to the top of the hour with that.
Like, oh, man.
Just end the segment on that. That was good.
Could have thought about that for a year and not come up with it.
Should parents... I mean, the Tooth Fairy. Should the Tooth Fairy be approaching this maybe differently, and maybe money isn't the thing that we should be leaving? Maybe there's something else we should be leaving under there. And I'm not saying a toothbrush. I don't mean something necessarily that... Yeah, I understand that's where a lot of us want to go with it and everything, but I still want this to be fun for kids.
Right.
Well, it probably shouldn't be candy.
Yes,
no,
that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
we should
good.
Do that.
Although, if you're going to give your kids candy when they're going to lose their teeth anyway, is the time to do it. But I agree with you, Melissa. I do agree with you, though. I do agree. But I don't think that this is a bad idea. This may be a fun, creative opportunity for parents out there to maybe try something different.
Yeah.
Coupons.
That's not bad.
Yep.
My dad did something kind of like that with the IOU thing and stuff.
Yeah, right. These are cool.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of a coupon, James.
It is, but I'll say this. As a kid, and I heard other kids talking about getting a quarter or a 50-cent piece or whatever, I felt unique. I felt different. I didn't know that it was, you know, we were poor. I didn't necessarily understand that. It was more of like, it was just something different than the other
cool,
kids.
There was something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Instead of every kid going to, you know, a class that day and talking about getting a dollar or $6 or whatever, say, oh, I got this. I got that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Man, my kids' teeth aren't worth that much.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to ask, Seth.
No, sorry.
No.
The Tooth Fairy is very Midwestern here. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Very thrifty.
I that's interesting to me, too, because so much of this is we're doing what our parents did and the parents mm-hmm. before that and all that and everything. And we'll let my parents a 50-cent piece, that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, right.
So when my were kids, that's what we did, mm-hmm. you know. So how this inflation jump happened, I'm not
weird.
Necessarily sure. Yeah. Like the kids, a dollar and $6 to a kid is not a gigantic difference.
See, it's I figured it out. It's because they made the reference to eggs there and the inflation in eggs. Mm-hmm. It's because the Tooth Fairy has a monopoly.
Ah.
And oh. that's what it is. Just like the eggs that most people buy, it's yep. a monopoly, yep. so that's why the price keeps going up.
Knew it.
That's we figured it out.
So knew there was
although I don't know what the Tooth Fairy gets out of it. I mean, what does the Tooth Fairy do with the teeth?
I'm not sure I want to know.
Powers the magic, people.
Weird power resource.
It seems very
like
renewable.
Didn't realize
though.
You had that much power in your mouth.
Yeah. Well, sort of. Take a break.
Come avoid back. That. Yeah.
You're gonna definitely get out of the way on that one. We're gonna take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.